This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Verse 10 is intriguing to me, and I told you to underline it. I want to bring that up. This is what the Lord says about His people. What would the Lord say about the United States of America? Have you ever wondered that? I've wondered that, especially this week studying that verse. We talked about it in the office. What would the Lord God Almighty say about the United States of America? They greatly love to wander. They do not restrain their feet. We don't use language like that, but it was figurative expression to describe God's people going after this God and this God and following this belief system and just wandering spiritually away from the Lord. Folks, that happens all the time in the United States of America. Have you ever known anybody that you can tell the last article they read because they tell you what they read and say, I believe that now. And then a month later, they say, oh, I just read something and I really like that. I read this article, I read this book. Be careful when you find yourself just wandering spiritually from hither and yon just because of something new that comes down the pike. As a believer, we're not to wander from the truth, we're to live it. Not only believe it, but to live the truth. And the Lord never called you, He never called me to wander spiritually, to have feet that are not restrained. That's a figurative expression, meaning they're just looking after other gods. And here's why this language is so strong. You've got to go home with this. God was offended by their idolatry, as He should be. God was offended by the idolatry and the unfaithfulness of His people. What's the point for you and me? And He's still offended by idolatry. I said something that I think upset some people, not in a bad way, but just I got some feedback from it. Recently, I mentioned in a message from Jeremiah that we don't worship idols, stone gods. We just live in them. We don't worship idols. We drive them. We don't worship idols of stone. We just pull boats behind us, the idol we worship. We pull them behind our cars on a trailer. And I was exaggerating to make a point. I was using hyperbole. But you know what? There's an element of truth to that. Our idols are not a stone god that we bow down and worship like you remember from the movie The Ten Commandments in Egypt. We bow down the knee of our heart to that which we own. That which we own, and that has become our idol. Early in a February morning, a man from Louisville, Kentucky, by the name of James Rich, climbed into his private airplane at an airport near Louisville. The plan was to make a 30-minute flight to Crossville, Tennessee. Some of you know where that's at. The 40-year-old pilot had not slept the night before. He had been out late with some of his friends, so he was real tired when he got into the plane. When he cleared the runway, pointed his plane south for a quick trip, he climbed to 3,500 feet, put the plane on automatic pilot, and you know what happened? He fell asleep. He woke up 3 hours later. He looked down and he saw water. He thought he was over a big lake. He was over the Gulf of Mexico. 85 miles short of land, the last drop of fuel was gone. He hit the Gulf, sank in about 45 seconds, which pulled this pilot down with its undertow. But he grabbed a cushion, was pulled to the surface, and eventually a Coast Guard helicopter rescued him. And the point I want to make is this. So many people have fallen asleep spiritually. So many people have their sins testifying against them, but they're asleep emotionally, asleep spiritually, and they're not aware, get this, of what's going on in their own life. Isn't it amazing how people tell you what other people are doing, and they're not even aware of what's going on in their own life and the problems and the sin in our own lives? And Jeremiah says this, our sins testify against us.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.